Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. Divination is a podcast and video show by Elegant Themes, the creators of Divi, the ultimate visual page builder for WordPress. The goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. Occasionally, we'll also do shows like today's show called Divi Nation Shorts. So these episodes are about half the length of a normal episode or even shorter, and typically they focus on sharing one useful bit of information directly from us here at Elegant Themes with you. In the past, these episodes primarily took the form of Divi Quick Tips, short 5 to 10 minute Divi video tutorials. Those turned out to be such a big hit that we decided that we would do 100 days of those in a row, and we did that last year over the summer. The success of that campaign, which was called Divi 100, made us decide to publish basically a Divi Quick Tip every single day, which is something we've been doing so far here in 2017. So that's awesome, but it does leave one question sort of up in the air, which I haven't quite answered yet. What should we do with Divi Nation Shorts? We could obviously just do away with Divi Nation Shorts, but to be honest, I love the format of just speaking directly to you guys, the community, too much to just give it up without at least experimenting a little bit. So I've been kicking around some ideas, and today will be one example of those ideas. And so you can let me know if you find this format valuable. So in general, here's what I have in mind for what we can do with Divi Nation Shorts moving forward. I see them as sort of a combination of community announcements, behind the scenes content of things going on here at Elegant Themes and the Divi community as a whole, and then useful topics that are not necessarily Divi specific, but highly relevant to the Divi community. And that's actually the version of this that we're gonna explore today. The topic that I wanna talk about today is comment policies and why they're important, as well as some tips on how to create one. So this is something that I think is important to the Divi community, because the Divi community, Divi Nation, is actually made up of a lot of smaller communities and smaller brands. There's Facebook groups, there's marketplaces, there's blogs, theme and plugin shops, other podcasts. And that's not even counting, you know, this show, our blog, and our other properties like Facebook and YouTube. So I'd like to talk about the benefits of putting into effect a comment policy for your brand. It's a sexy topic, I know, but seriously, just hear me out. I think it's going to be pretty important. So I can hear you asking me, what is a comment policy and why do I need one? So let's get into it. Simply put, a comment policy is nothing more than the ground rules for discussion that you set for your brand's blog and or social channels. And it's important to set these ground rules, because what you're doing is you're also setting the community's expectations of what's acceptable when they choose to engage with you, your content, content authors, or other community members in those spaces. So in my experience, a good comment policy does three things, and I'm going to go over those point by point now. So the first thing that a comment policy does is it outlines and encourages participation that embodies your brand values. So here at Elegant Themes, our three core values are elegance, empowerment, and community. When it came time to write up our comment policy, what I did was I made sure that we put a premium on behaviors that would make our comment sections a place where people showed appreciation for good design, encouraged each other in whatever it was they were trying to achieve, and that people could kind of come together around these ideas of personal growth and constructive criticism. So that's number one. Number two, a good comment policy outlines and prohibits undesirable behaviors as well. So for us, that meant addressing simple things like the tone of a comment. Our golden standard for what gets a comment approved is that it's a comment that adds value. But our second policy point sort of, I guess, is a caveat to that. So it's all about civility. So if you can't provide criticism, have a disagreement or a different viewpoint, or just make a comment that's not overwhelmingly derisive or negative, we are not going to publish it, because even if you bring good information or valid criticisms in there, it may be peppered with so much negativity that it changes the environment. You know, our community is a place where we want to encourage creativity and design. And those things, those are things that require people to take risks, to make mistakes. And if people can't feel comfortable taking risk and making mistakes or doing something that may not be up to somebody else's arbitrary standard, we don't want to risk that environment being a place where they don't feel like, or our platforms being a place where they feel like they can't make those mistakes or do those things or take those risks. So that's something that we're pretty firm on, and we want to make that clear in our comment policy. Okay, so point number three is sort of the nuts and bolts. It covers any, a good comment policy covers any legal or technical issues in plain, easily understood words. So basically, this is just a point to say, like, get all the technical stuff out there, but make sure it's really easy to understand. This isn't your time to show that you're fluent in legalese or corporate speak. You're dealing with other people in your own community, and the important thing is that they get the message, not that you come off sounding, you know, super smart, or maybe you minored in law or something like that. If you happen to sound really good in the process, that's awesome, but that's obviously not the point. And that's it. So just to recap, a good comment policy is something that sets the ground rules of discussion, and it does so by setting, by encouraging participation in a way that embodies your brand values. It outlines prohibited or undesirable behaviors, and it also takes care of all the technical or legal issues that you might want to address, such as liability or comment deletion and moderation or email usage and stuff like that. There it is. That is my case for a comment policy and a few tips on how to go about creating your own. I hope you found that helpful. I will be linking the Elegant Themes comment policy in the show notes and in the blog post. So obviously feel free to use that as a template or an example when you go about creating your own. And please let me know if you have any questions about or want to discuss the validity of a comment policy for your own brand. I'd be happy to do that in the comments as well. All right, that's all I got for this week. We will be back next week with another full-length episode of Divi Nation as I interview more members of the Divi community. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'll see you then.